Heading, Relationship to Gospel Ministry. Subheading, Makes Evangelism Twice as Successful. Some utterly fail to realize the importance of missionaries being also medical missionaries. A gospel minister will be twice as successful in his work if he understands how to treat disease. A minister of the gospel, who is also a medical missionary, who can cure physical ailments, is a much more efficient worker than one who cannot do this. His work as a minister of the gospel is much more complete. Medical Ministry, page 245, 1901. Subheading, Not to be Divorced. Medical missionary work is in no case to be divorced from the gospel ministry. The Lord has specified that the two shall be as closely connected as the arm is with the body. Without this union, neither part of the work is complete. The medical missionary work is the gospel in illustration. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 240, 241, 1900. Subheading, The Lord's Plans for a United Work. But the world's need today cannot be met fully by the ministry of God's servants who have been called to preach the everlasting gospel to every creature. While it is well, so far as possible, for evangelical workers to learn how to minister to the necessities of the body as well as of the soul, thus following the example of Christ, yet they cannot spend all their time and strength in relieving those in need of help. The Lord has ordained that with those who preach the word shall be associated his medical missionary workers, Christian physicians and nurses who have received special training in the healing of disease and in soul winning. Counsels to Teachers, page 468, 1913. Subheading, Medical Missionaries Are Evangelists. Physicians should remember that they will often be required to perform the duties of a minister. Medical missionaries come under the head of evangelists. The workers should go forth two by two, that they may pray and consult together. Never should they be sent out alone. The Lord Jesus Christ sent forth his disciples two and two into all the cities of Israel. He gave them the commission, Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. We are instructed in the Word of God that an evangelist is a teacher. He should also be a medical missionary. But not all are given the same work. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Those who labor in our conferences as ministers should become acquainted with the work of ministering to the sick. No minister should be proud that he is ignorant where he should be wise. Medical missionary work connects man with his fellow men and with God. The manifestation of sympathy and confidence is not to be limited by time or space. Medical Ministry, pages 249, 250, 1901. Subheading, Indifference Among Ministers. There are, in our world, many Christian workers who have not yet heard the grand and wonderful truths that have come to us. These are doing a good work in accordance with the light which they have, and many of them are more advanced in the knowledge of practical work than are those who have had great light and opportunities. The indifference which has existed among our ministers in regard to health reform and medical missionary work is surprising. Some who do not profess to be Christians treat these matters with greater reverence than do some of our own people. Unless we arouse, they will go in advance of us. Testimonies to Ministers, pages 416, 417, 1898. Subheading, The Conference President to Recognize It. We now ask those who shall be chosen as presidents of our conferences to make a right beginning in places where nothing has been done. Recognize the medical missionary work as God's helping hand. As his appointed agency, it is to have room and encouragement. Medical missionaries are to have as much encouragement as any accredited evangelist. Pray with these workers. Counsel with them if they need counsel. Do not dampen their zeal and energy. Be sure by your own consecration and devotion to keep a high standard before them. Laborers are greatly needed in the Lord's vineyard, and not a word of discouragement should be spoken to those who consecrate themselves to the work. Medical Ministry, pages 240, 241, 1901. Subheading, The Conference Medical Missionary Secretary. The medical missionary work is to be closely connected with the work of preaching. Men should be appointed to do this work who have shown themselves trustworthy, who are true to principle. In every conference, one man should be set apart to have the oversight. He should be a man who gives evidence that he is conscientious, that he is straightforward when dealing with worldlings and those of our faith. He should be free from covetousness and selfishness. Letter 139, 1898. Subheading, Caution Against an Independent Work. As the medical missionary work becomes more extended, there will be a temptation to make it independent of our conferences. But it has been presented to me that this plan is not right. The different lines of our work are but parts of one great whole. They have one center. In the work of the gospel, the Lord uses different instrumentalities, and nothing is to be allowed to separate these instrumentalities. Never should a sanitarium be established as an enterprise independent of the church. Our physicians are to unite with the work of the ministers of the gospel. Through their labors, souls are to be saved, that the name of God may be magnified. God not designed that the medical missionary work should eclipse the work of the third angel's message. The arm is not to become the body. The third angel's message is the gospel message for these last days, and in no case is it to be overshadowed by other interests and made to appear an unessential consideration. When in our institutions anything is placed above the third angel's message, the gospel is not there the great leading power. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 235, 241, 1900. Subheading, Medical Ministry Not to Take the Place of Evangelism. Medical missionary work is not to take the place of the ministry of the word. It is not to absorb the means which should be used to sustain the Lord's work in foreign fields. From wheresoever the money in the treasury shall come, it is the Lord's, and it is not to be used so largely in erecting buildings in America. The donations of the people are not to be sunk in lines of work which show little results. The truth is to be proclaimed, that the way of the Lord may be prepared. The trumpet must give no uncertain sound. Medical missionary work must leave room for the ministry of the word. Contempt is never to be expressed in regard to the promulgation of God's word. The third angel's message must not be smothered to death. Manuscript 177, 1899. Subheading, The Last Ministerial Work. I wish to tell you that there soon will be no work done in ministerial lines but medical missionary work. The work of a minister is to minister. Our ministers are to work on the gospel plan of ministering. You will never be ministers after the gospel order till you have shown a decided interest in medical missionary work, the gospel of healing and blessing and strengthening. It is because of the directions I have received from the Lord that I have the courage to stand among you and speak as I do, notwithstanding the way in which you may look at the medical missionary work. I wish to say that the medical missionary work is God's work. The Lord wants every one of his ministers to come into line. Take hold of the medical missionary work, and it will give you access to the people. Their hearts will be touched as you minister to their necessities. As you relieve their sufferings, you will find opportunity to speak to them of the love of Jesus. Counsels on Health, page 533, 1901.